It's very nice. Chaitanya Charitamrita is the book about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his great contribution of love of God, written by Krishna Das Kaviraj. Can we put it on the board? Madhyalila 20, text 125. Okay.
1-5 or
125? No, 125. Jai Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Jai Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Pichan Radha Lava Kribaradhari Kupi Ganga Bhava Kribaradhari Yashoda Nandana Pajajana Vandana Yashoda Nandana Pajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Pajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Pajana Ranjana Yamuna Tera Pramachari Yamuna Tera Pramachari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Srimati Tulsi Devi ki, Bhakti Devi ki, Sri Hari Ram Sankirtan ki, O Premanandi, O Gracious Samadhi Bhakti, O Gracious Samadhi Bhakti, O Gracious Sri Guru and Sri Bhakti. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya
Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya.
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jaya Chandra Jaya Go Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Jaya
Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jai
Nityananda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Can you make it darker? Chapter 20.
Chapter 20.
A bit more contrast. Can you make it more light? Okay. So Lord Chaitanya is teaching Sanatana Goswami in Varanasi in India. You might know some background. He was a big minister in the government, and Shakir Malik, he was like prime minister of a huge kingdom, actually. So he decided to become a Hare Krishna. Any prime ministers here? We're ready to shave you up. So anyway, you know, he was fully convinced of this Krishna consciousness movement. And so he accepted Lord Chaitanya as Krishna himself in the most merciful incarnation, who comes to distribute love of God. In Bhagavad Gita, the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, just surrender to me, Savadhamam Prichajam, I will protect you from all your karma, don't worry anymore, I will look after you. But who could do that? So, you know, that's a difficult thing. We have to be shown how to do it. So Lord Chaitanya comes in this difficult age of quarrel and hypocrisy and so on to teach us how to develop our love for God. And non-sectarian, by the way. When it comes down to it, we don't say we're Hindu or Muslim or Christian. Now, this is called Sanatana Dharma. This is the nature of the soul, whether you're black, white, green, Hindu, Muslim or Christian, to love God. This is called the eternal occupation of the soul, is to love God. So this is something about that. Haribol, it's gone off. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Abhidayanam bhakti prema prayajan Purusata shiromani prema mahadan Abhidayanam bhakti prema prayajan Purusata shiromani prema mahadhan. Anyone like to try?
Abhidayanam bhakti prema prayajan.
Abhidayanam bhakti prema prayajan.
Purusata shiromani prema mahadhan.
Abhidayanam bhakti prema prayajan.
Purusharta shiromani prema mahadhan.
Ladies, please. Purusata Shiromani Prema Mahadam. Okay, translation. And purport by Srila Prabhupada, founder of Acharya of Hare Krishna movement, who is seated there on the big throne at the back. Devotional service or sense activity for the satisfaction of the Lord is called abhideya because it can develop one's original love of Godhead, which is the goal of life. This goal is the living entity's topmost interest and greatest wealth. Thus, one attains the platform of transcendental loving service unto the Lord. Please repeat. Devotional service,
or sense activity
for the satisfaction of the Lord, is called abhideya. Because it can develop one's original love of Godhead, which is the goal of life. This goal is the living entity's topmost interest and greatest wealth. Thus one attains the platform of transcendental loving service unto the Lord. This is a commentary by Srila Prabhupada. The conditioned soul is bewildered by the external material energy which fully engages him in sense gratification in various ways. Due to engagement in material activities, one's original Krishna consciousness is covered. However, as the Supreme Father of all living entities, Krishna wants his sons to return home back to Godhead. Therefore, he personally comes to deliver Vedic literatures like the Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that, actually. He says, Sava Yunisha Kuntaya, Tasham Brahma, Sava Yunisha Kuntaya, Murtaya Sambhavantaya, Tasham Brahma Mahadyone, Aham Bija Pradapita. I am the seed-giving father of all living beings. The birds, the fishes, the trees, the insects, you name it, the whales. What do you have here? Have any insects? Have any snakes? Owls, you know. So Krishna's the father of all living beings. The soul, every soul is part and parcel of Krishna, and therefore Krishna is the father of all living beings. He's supplying everyone. Nitya Nitya Nam, Chaitanas Chaitananam, Ekubahanam Yovidadati Kama. There's so many living beings. But one living being is supplying all the food and maintaining all the others. That's Krishna. That's the meaning of God, actually. He's a maintainer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is. Give us this day our daily bread. This is a Christian prayer. Because we know that God is supplying our bread, ultimately. So, let's read on. He engages his confidential servants who serve as spiritual masters and enlighten the conditioned living entities.
particularly in Bhagavad Gita, of course the Bible, the Quran, and the Torah. There's many scriptures on this planet. Sometimes Prabhupada says they're all Vedic scriptures. Veda means knowledge. They're all giving knowledge of our relationship with God in different degrees of understanding. But Bhagavad Gita is the most complete summary of the science of God. Very nice. Please, everyone, if you don't have Bhagavad Gita, please get one today. He engages his confidential servants who serve as spiritual masters and enlighten the conditioned living entities. Being present in everyone's heart, the Lord gives the living entities the conscience whereby they can accept the Vedas and the spiritual master. In this way, the living entity can understand his constitutional position and his relationship with the Supreme Lord. As personally enunciated by the Lord himself in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15, who knows it? Pandits? Yes, okay. Savasya Chamriti Sannivistu Mata Smritim Gyanam Aponam Cha. I am seated in everyone's heart as a super soul, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas am I to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of the Vedas. I know Veda as it is. So, through the study of Vedanta, one may become fully aware of his relationship with the Supreme Lord and act accordingly. In this way, one may ultimately attain the platform of loving service to the Lord. It is in the living entity's best interest to understand the Supreme Lord. Unfortunately, the living entities have forgotten that this is their best interest, and therefore Srimad Bhagavatam says, Nate vidu svatagamahi, nate vidu svatagatim hi vishnom. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.31. So the first step is to know if there is a God and what is our relationship with it. In other words, who am I? What am I? Actually, everyone wonders, some people wonder why I wear this hat sometimes. And it's just to teach people in a graphic form, if I was a sculptor, that we're not this body. We're the particle of consciousness in the body. The body is changing, but we are the same. We've all experienced, we've had a baby's body, and then we grew up. The body grew up, actually. We still have to grow up. And then, of course, the change of body, just like we change our clothes, we're changing our bodies lifetime after lifetime. This is a human succession, but actually we could have a... We could have an animal's body, a fish body, bird's body. So many bodies we can have. Just like in a dream, we have so many dreams at night. Dream I'm flying, dream I'm driving a car, and dream I'm fighting, or something. But this dream body goes as soon as we wake up. And then we're in a physical body. So we've all experienced this change of body. So this is the beginning of Sambandhagyan. First of all, we know who we are, and then we can start to understand that God must be the supreme consciousness, the supreme living entity who's maintaining everything. Just like when we see a dead body, it begins to decompose rapidly because life has gone. The consciousness has gone, so everything starts to fall apart. So it's obviously, for a sane person, he recognizes that consciousness is the ultimate particle, not a boson, a proton, a neutron, an electron, a this-tron or that-tron, but a spiritron, if you like, spiritron. So Bhagavad Gita in the second chapter describes, and other chapters also, that the spiritron is the essential and nature of the living being. And the body is a covering, like a cage of the eternal soul. So then, knowing that, we can understand that must be a supreme soul,
And Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Mata Paratram Nanyatkin, beyond these living beings, there is a Supreme Soul. So this is very interesting. But then comes the big question. Okay, I know I'm not this body, and, you know, that's common sense. I can work this out myself. Thank you very much. But what am I supposed to do? Actually, I wrote a song about that. Would you like to hear? Okay, get ready for it. I hope it doesn't offend anybody. Better turn off the... It's got a few words which... Haribo, it's not working. They've already cut me off. Haribo. Goranga. Oh, here we are. Can we have a mic for the acronym? This is good. Living in the city of nine gates, wondering what to do. Two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, one mouth, one anus, and one genital. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Everybody, all together. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Madanga, cartels, come on. Looking around for something, not sure what that something is. My folks tell me I belong here, but I don't know who to believe. Living in the city of nine gates, wondering what to do. Two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, one mouth, one anus, and one genital. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Everybody, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Life is like a prison, getting older every day. Life is like a prison, getting older every day. What did I do to deserve this? Got to make my getaway. Living in the city of nine gates, wondering what to do. Two eyes, two ears, and two nostrils, one mouth, one anus, and one genital. What am I supposed to do? 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 My girlfriends were all disappointed. My mind was on something else. I was trying to find a secret, but nobody was there to tell. Living in the city of nine gates, wondering what to do. Two eyes, two ears, and two nostrils, one mouth, one anus, and one genital. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do?
My life is a story of failure till I met Srila Prabhupada. But still I'm not a fool. I'm still asking the questions they couldn't answer at school. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Arrivo. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? So that's what Srila Prabhupada, what Srila Prabhupada and his books are teaching us is Abhideya. Okay, we're not this body. Even the impersonalists, they know we're not this body, we're something different. But what do? Nobody came to tell us that until Srila Prabhupada. Read on the nectar from Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada King. Everyone wants to achieve life, ultimate goal, but due to being absorbed, is this working?
Everybody wants to achieve life's ultimate goal, but due to being absorbed in the material energy, we waste our time with sense gratification. Through the study of Vedas, literatures of which the essence is the Bhagavad Gita, one comes to Krishna consciousness. Thus one engages in devotional service called Abhideya. Okay. When the living entity actually develops love of Godhead, he has reached the ultimate goal, Prayojan. In other words, one who becomes fully Krishna conscious has attained the perfection of life. So in a lecture on this verse, Prabhupada is saying that we cannot have peace unless we have love. Unless you know how to love, you cannot have peace. So what does that mean? It means that this is spiritual love. It's different from material love or love of this temporary body. Because that's not going to satisfy us. We're not this temporary body. We're something different than this body. The body's changing all the time. So where do we place our love so that we love everyone? Isn't that the problem in the whole world? You know, the Americans don't love the Russians. The Russians don't love the Chinese. And nobody loves each other. So what is the formula for everyone to love one another so there can be peace? Actually, you know, even the poor animals are suffering because we don't know how to love. Isn't it simple? Even the trees are getting polluted and there's not enough, you know, air to go around and not enough water to go around, and so many species are dying every day, and now there doesn't seem to be enough room on this planet. There doesn't seem to be enough to go around. We can't share this planet. Why? Because we don't know how to love one another. And everyone's talking about, you know, social welfare, how to solve the problem, but they don't get to the real problem is that we are godless. We don't know how to love God. We're loving this temporary body, so we're frustrated. We hate one another. When you're frustrated, you want to punch someone in the face, to trump someone in the face, whatever it is, you know. The politicians are not to blame, actually. The real problem is that the educational system is not teaching us how to love God. You know, to awaken our dormant love for God, this is called sambandha, and how to act in that relationship is called abhideya. And the goal is to love God. So Prabhupada says, if just 10% of the population of human beings learn how to love God, develop their love for God, there will be peace. People will be happy. That's the great need of the day. The need of the day is how do you say?
you could say mental hygiene. If you want to say mental, okay, let's say mental, intellectual. Because we clean our body, everyone's interested in cleanliness, at least in America and England. We want hot and cold running water to wash our clothes, the detergent, this and that. But what about cleaning our hearts? Who's teaching that? Cleaning our mind, cleaning our intelligence, so that our dormant love of Krishna, which is our greatest treasure actually, because we are part of God, that relationship is our greatest treasure. But therefore Prabhupada started this ISKCON's educational movement. Educational. In Congo, our leader, he registered ISKCON, not as a religious movement, as an educational movement. And actually under the Ministry of Science and Research. It's actually a science. And we have to convince people that the world needs this science. So that's why we have to do this ABC, chanting Hare Krishna. And it's a very simple process, chanting Hare Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya says, Chaitra Dharpana Marjanam, it cleanses our heart of this false identification. I am American, false designation, I was born in England. I'm a Brahmin, I was born in Birmingham, you know what I mean? I was born in Birmingham, I'm a Brahmin. Where were you born? Where were you dragged up? So I'm thinking I'm from Birmingham, you know. I'm thinking I'm 74 years old. You know, I'm not 74 years old. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future. So if I ask this little girl how old you are, she'll say 5 or 10. She's not 5 or 10. We've never been born, we will never die. It's just the body is born and dies. So this is called designation. So this chanting Hare Krishna cleanses the heart, sarva padi vinaya muktam, tat parat reina nirmalam, rishikena rishikena sevanam bhakti uchita. So this Abhideya, you can see beautiful deities. We have an amazing temple here, so lovely. New Raman Reti. This is part of the science of bhakti yoga. We come here once a week or every day, going to our facility. We bow our heads, we offer something, for a donation, we offer a prayer, we sing. And this process awakens our dormant love for God. We begin to understand there must be God. I'm not just alone here. I didn't create all this. Somebody else did. And that person must be a pretty wonderful person who created this whole universe and my brain even. Do the scientists even stop to think who created their own brain? We made a mobile phone, but who made the brain who made the mobile phone? Can't we stop to think about that? So where does all this intelligence come from? So Krishna Conscious Movement is an educational movement to teach about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's a great lack of that. Especially I was born up as a Christian. I knew Jesus. He sacrificed his life. I wanted to be like him. But I didn't know the Father. Who was the Father of Jesus that Jesus loved so much that he sacrificed his life? We don't know. He's there as a picture in the Jehovah's Witnesses. He's got an A4 blank piece of paper in front of his face. God the Father. How can you love somebody with a blank face? Is it possible? And that's why the whole world is frustrated. Well, Jesus did a great job. Unfortunately, they doctored the Bible. They cut out reincarnation. And they probably cut out Krishna also. We have to put Krishna back into the center of people's lives. And the first step is chanting Hare Krishna. Next step is hearing about Krishna, remembering Krishna, worshipping Krishna, serving Krishna. All these processes of bhakti yoga, very effective. And so this is a wonderful opportunity here in New Raman Reti to make I can't say New Disneyland, but we don't want to be like Walt Disney. Prabhupada didn't want us to do that. But we want to attract people to learn Bhakti Yoga. I'm going to see the Echo Farm tomorrow, and I've seen some of the wonderful cows, and I've heard some of the wonderful activities here. So it's basically an educational center. We're welcoming everyone. We have so many literatures, so many books, and so many expert teachers. So please, everyone, tell people about New Raman Reti, chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam, and be happy, awaken your love for God in a simple and very nice way. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama. Hare
Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Okay. Anyone like to ask a question? I could play an interesting song which was played to Srila Prabhupada in his room in Bhaktivedanta Swami. It was composed by Lakshmi Shankar and George Harrison. Do you want to hear that song? Okay, it's an interesting song. It's somewhere on my hat. It's a lot of things on my hat. This is not it. This is not it. Prabhupada liked it very much.
Oh, official clone motto.
You like that song, no? Actually, George Harrison and
Lakshmi Shankar and some of our friends came to Bhaktivedanta Manor, and they were playing records to Prabhupada. And they played this one to Prabhupada. It's on the record, the conversation. And Prabhupada, after hearing it, said, yes, it was very nicely sung. And then he began to speak about the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, that we don't say, I know Krishna, I've seen Krishna yesterday. And but this is the mood of the Acharyas and Lord Chaitanya. He's always wondering, where is Krishna? Is he on the Govardhan Hill? Is he by Yamuna? You know, when am I going to develop my love for Krishna? You know, frustration at not seeing Krishna. This is called viraha, separation of Krishna. This is Lord Chaitanya's mood. So the more we feel separation from Krishna, actually the closer we're getting to Krishna. So it's a nice song, no? Srila Prabhupada ki. So thank you very much. Any questions? Gauranga! Mahaprasade Govinde! Nama Bhamane Vaitave! Krishna's own Abhijayate! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram